Yeah, absolutely. He played really well the other night. I mean, obviously, I think everybody probably watched some of that game, and he dominated the first half. And he's a great player. There's no getting around it. So we'll have to account for where he's at. But, you know, they're really solid in the front seven and specifically defensive line across the board. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. We played a lot of really good fronts this year. So I think we're tested, battle tested, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a really good plan and be ready to go. Well, I think Alex has been great for us. You know, I think our offensive line in general has done, you know, a really good job this year, playing consistent and tough week in and week out. You know, I think the combination of adding a player like Alex, who's, you know, really, really talented, really hard worker, very dedicated during the week. But you add that to, you know, both our right guard and right tackle playing next to each other for the second year in a row, and our left guard and our left tackle playing next to each other the second year in a row. I think that continuity helps as well. And, you know, I think our guys have done a great job this year. And, you know, we're really lucky to have all five of them.
Matt, do you all do anything extra to prepare for a team that's number one in the turnover differential? I mean, obviously, I know you guys stressed it each week. Any extra preparation on the ball against a team that's
extra? Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I think for us, it's, you know, that's been a point of emphasis from OTAs. You know, we work on that every day, in terms of taking care of the ball on the offensive side of the ball, making good decisions at the quarterback position, and then on the defensive side of the ball, they fly around and try and get that thing out as much as they can every day. So I think we prepare each other really, really well during practice, and for the most part, we've done a pretty good job of protecting the ball this year.
Matt, can you tell me, you talked a lot already, but what was the moment that you saw Taylor Gabriel could maybe help you guys out? Maybe in practice, go back to a practice.
Man, I think, the first day. I mean, the first day he came in after, I think we had an extra Monday practice after we had the weekend off, he came in. You could tell. I mean, he could run. He could run routes. He did a good job for us. Was probably further ahead than most people realize, having played in the system with Kyle in Cleveland for a year. So he knew some of the things that we were doing. There are a few changes and some different things that, you know, took a little bit of time. But, you know, I think everybody could tell from day one he was going to be a guy who was going to help us in some way because he has such great speed and quickness, and that was something that we could use.
After seeing what he did Sunday with the screen plays, how do you think that might affect the game plan for a team trying to figure out, you know, already worrying about Julio, et cetera?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I think you have to account for a lot of guys when you play us. You know, that's the fun part of playing quarterback when you have a lot of really good players at a lot of different positions. I think it makes it difficult for a defense to key into certain spots. And I think Kyle has done a great job all year of spreading the ball around and putting guys in position to succeed and playing to guys' strengths. And, you know, I think that's been some really good coaching on his part.
To that point of all the different receivers that you're hitting, I mean, you're hitting 7, 8, 9 a game. Is that something that you make a conscious effort in the game? I need to distribute this ball more so it's like that, or is it just your progressions that you're getting to more? How's that coming about?
Honestly, I have no idea how many guys we have catch the ball until Brian tells me before I go to the podium on Sunday. So I don't think about it too much. You know, I think it's one of those things. I just – you know, when the plays come in, there's things we've worked on all week of where we want to go versus certain coverages, certain man-to-man matchups, whatever. And that's what I try and do, and try and go to the right spot with the ball. You know, when you have good enough players at all the spots, you stop thinking about it as a quarterback and you just trust your guys. And that's what I've, you know, been able to do this year.
Now, when you look at their defense, does Eric Berry still stick out? I mean, he's coming back, obviously, a year from that. But he's kind of back to his full potential.
He's playing awesome. Really, really well. Extremely physical. You know, has a great knack for getting after the ball. Doesn't shy away from contact. You know, I see him. He's playing as good as he ever has. And I'm really happy for him.
Same thing with the secondary and Peters. I mean, he was, rookie of the year last year defensively, but does he seem much more seasoned than a second-year guy?
Well, I didn't really see him play all that much last year other than maybe some highlights. And this has been the first time, you know, studying their defense. And he's as good as advertised for sure. I mean, he's a good player, very instinctual, breaks on the ball really well, has great ball skills, catches it as well as wide receivers do. I think that's one of the things that you see on film. So he's playing really well. You wouldn't know if he's, you know, in year eight or year two. I mean, he plays with a lot of confidence.
Man, what stands out with that their defense? Because you look at the numbers, they're eighth in points. Turnovers are good, but people move on him. And I guess they take it from him. But what? How does that menagerie work as you're studying that?
Well, I think, you know, not giving up a lot of points and taking the ball away is probably the two most important things on defense. And so I don't spend a whole lot of time looking at their stats. You know, I kind of look at the film and watch them. And, I think it's a talented defense. You know, I think they're adding one of their best players back into the mix in terms of their pass rush. I mean, you know, that makes them more difficult to go against. But they don't give up a lot of points. They take the ball away, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Does the big kid up front jump out at you, Poe?
Yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, he's a really good player. Physical, you know, for our interior guys, they're going to have to play well, you know, going against him in the run game. I mean, that's a big, big, strong, physical player. So, like I said, you know, across the board, I think it's one of the better D-lines we've seen, and we've seen some really good ones this year. So, I think having played against really that whole division has some of the best defensive front sevens that you're going to go against. And you know, I think having gone against some of those really good defenses is going to help us, and we'll be prepared for them.
I saw your Instagram post about the cleats.
I got one today. Yeah.
Can you just speak to the cause and I guess the league being, I guess, fluid enough to allow you all to promote your message? For once.
That's your words. That's not my words. No, I do. I think it's, you know, a great opportunity for guys to be able to showcase some things that are important to them off the field. And for myself and Sarah, my wife, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta has been really important to us since we came to Atlanta. I think anybody who has lived here knows just how important they are to this community. So, I remember going there my rookie year on a visit and after that saying, you know, how can I help out? And so, you know, we've done a pretty good job really the last 7 or 8 years of trying to raise as much money as we can 2 times a year through a golf tournament and then, you know, a dinner during the season, you know, to try and help them in any way we can and try and provide, you know, the doctors and nurses in the Aflac Cancer Pediatric Aflac Cancer Center with as much resources as they can possibly have because it's, you know, it's an incredibly important cause. And I think it's cool that the NFL is doing it and allowing guys to showcase that. And I'll be wearing my shoes, you know, really proudly on Sunday.